4:11. And we will begin this meeting of this Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District. Present are Mary McGann, Rory Paxman, Curtis Wells, Chris Baird, Greg Halliday, Jalen Hawks, Gabriel Wojtek. Am I missing? Okay, Evan Clapper will be joining us shortly. So we do have citizens to be heard. There's a phone number is 669-900-6833. Meeting ID 8842398-5706. Is there anyone for citizens to be heard, Chris?
Everybody in the meeting, there's nobody in the waiting room. So is anybody in the meeting wishing to address the council as citizen to be heard?
For Thompson Springs, not for Thompson Springs. Okay, so no citizens to be approved. We are to approval of minutes for May 19th, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? Okay, Curtis Wells makes a motion to approve the minutes for May 19th, 2020. Do I have a second? Seconded by Greg Halliday. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion passes unanimously 6-0. Ratification of payment of bills. They were sent to us earlier today. Does someone have them in front of them that they could make the motion? Do I have someone that could make a motion for payment of bills?
Yeah, I can do it, Mary.
Okay, thank you, Gabriel.
I'd make a motion to approve the payment of bills for the Thompson Springs Fire District from 5/19/2020 and 6/16/2020 in the amount of total bills $1,520.67 and total bills and payroll $2,587.33.
Motion by Gabriel Wojtek. Do I have a second? Seconded by Greg Halliday. Discussion. Roll call vote. Mary McGann, yes. Jalen Hawks?
Yes.
Greg Halliday? Yes. Rory Paxman?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Yes.
Gabriel Wojtek?
Aye.
Passes unanimously 6-0. We are now to the fire chief report. Did I see my...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
He's here.
Could you give us a report, please?
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, if you have my report in front of you, you'll see that we had, in the last couple of weeks, we had 3 vehicle rollovers in the area, two cars and one semi. And the semi did have a diesel spill. On June 2nd, we also had a brush fire at Valley City. Valley City is that road that goes off 191 at mile marker 153 and cuts to Thompson. Luckily, the Moab Fire Department and myself were able to get there in time to keep it at 2 acres. Otherwise, in that dry brush, it would have really taken off. So thank you to Moab Valley Fire Department. As far as equipment goes, engine 21, which is my wildland slash rescue truck, got a new battery after 7 years. And once the carburetor comes in for the pump, it'll be back fully in service. So. As far as training, I did receive my hazardous materials technician recertification, which is good for 3 years. And I am on the Moab Fire Department hazmat teams. This weekend, I'll be assisting Green River Fire Department with training to get some of their people certified. And the last thing is I should know in a week or two if I got the wildland fire grant for equipment and training for my department. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We don't have any new business. There is no old business. Future considerations, public hearing, no. Closed session, no. We have reached the end of our agenda, so we will adjourn this meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District at 4:16. Thank you. We will now open our general Grand County Council regular meeting. The time is 4:17. First item on the agenda is citizens to be heard. To begin with, we are accepting comments on item L, the adopting the proposed ordinance approving the Strawberg planned unit development. I am asking people who have commented on this before that if you do not have something new to add, to refrain from commenting at this time. But if you have something you would like to comment on item L, the Strawberg, you will be 3 minutes to tell. So I am now opening up this section of citizens to be heard. You can dial in. And Evan Clapper has joined us. So we have all seven council members with us at this point. The number is 669-900-6833, medium ID 884-2398-5706. Chris, do we have any citizens to be heard?
Are there any citizens to be heard?
Yes.
This is Rhonda Clyde.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
I have written a letter that I'm sure you've received, but I do have a main point. I support community rebuilds and affordable housing in this valley, and boy, do we need it. But that's not what this is about. This variance is of allowing a quarter acre lots each with an AUD sets a precedent for other landowners in RRR zones to develop a higher density. Rural residential is designed to preserve agriculture. Any landowner with 1 acre can register that acre as a farm with FSA and can apply for grants, loans, etc. through the USDA. By allowing quarter acre lots, this takes land out of ag status, and that should not be done without an impact statement. And it does set a huge precedent that could be the end of ag for this valley, or the beginning of the end. That's it.
Thank you, Rhonda. Do we have any other citizens to be heard?
Here's Kevin Clyde. I'd like to reiterate that we would like to see a study done to show the impact of this proposal before a decision is made.
Thank you.